at 6:39. Welcome to Tuesday morning. All right, now, when there's a situation where you're not really sure of what to do, the smart thing is that you either you go to a class, you learn how to do it, you hire a trainer, perhaps. Let's say you want to take up a hobby, but you're not exactly sure. You attend a class or so, right?
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
You
like
can teach yourself, maybe, but...
Well, you can on some simpler things, but there are some things that are a little more technical, a little more intricate. You figure out how to do it. Maybe get a self-help book, you know, like, I don't know.
Computers for Dummies?
Yeah, sure, something
Politics
like that.
Politics for Dummies?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, the Democrats read that do very well with it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you, let's say you get a new dog, puppy, and you think, you know what?
I need to visit the dog whisperer.
Well, the little fella, we want to make sure that he's a happy part of the family, so we're going to train him. We're going to train the little fella to tell us when it's hungry, when it wants to go outside, fetch, et cetera, et cetera. But sometimes when you are seeking outside professional help, you don't always get the right kind.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some things that you want to look out for. Let's say, for example, if you're looking to hire a dog trainer.
Right.
Here are some things that you want to look out for. How do you know that you have hired the wrong dog trainer? He's an Obama supporter, so all he teaches your dog to do is sit and beg. To him, training and sedating are basically the same thing. So, not a good dog trainer. When you first meet him and you say your dog is a black lab, he starts muttering about how he already doesn't trust the dog. This is clearly a bad sign that you've gotten a bad dog trainer. He just trains your dog to fetch him beer and cigarettes. Sure, that's a skill, but only for him. He does nothing insisting your dog really has to want to change first.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I understand that, but these are signs you've got a bad dog trainer. When listing his favorite breeds to work with, he ranks them by intelligence, sure, obedience, okay, and deliciousness. Could be a problem. Instead of sit, shake, or roll over, the only command he's taught your dog is twerk. I don't want to see that. And how do you know you've got a bad dog trainer? He comes dressed in a costume from Cats. That's how you know.
You know, a twerky dog, though, might be worth some money, right? You could take a twerky dog on tour.
Please, no.
Well, take him on Letterman. Take him on, you know, the talk show circuit.
Depends on the circumstance. Now, let's say you're thinking, all right, I'm a little more politically minded. I want to be more of an activist. I want to be more involved in the world politics, on the world stage. I want to be a suicide bomber.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So you decide, if you're going to do that, you're going to go to suicide bomber school, right? Let me suggest one to you that, well, you can't go to it now because of this. I'm not making this up. This is a true story. On Monday, in the middle of a desert in northeastern Iraq, a suicide bombing teacher was filming a propaganda video with some of his students. Now, this is how prevalent terrorism is. They have a terrorism school.
Well, sure. They've got to teach them how to, you know, make the vests, wear the vests.
This is ridiculous.
This is true.
If they have a school, then we can find out where it is.
Yes.
It needs to be destroyed.
Thank you very much. Well,
we can't have a school turning out dozens of creepers. They're not going to
advertise where the school is.
Yeah, are you going to look it up in Yelp?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Come on, this is doable.
This bombing school has great reviews. 4 explosions up. Well, if they keep going this way, this is proof that they're not the smartest animals on the planet.
They blew themselves up.
So he's instructing how to put on the vest.
Yeah.
All right. When the bomb strapped to him, the instructor, in front of the class, goes off.
Beautiful.
It kills him.
Yes.
And 21 of his wannabe suicide bomber students. Another 15 were injured. And 8 were arrested trying to escape.
Wouldn't it be cool? Maybe we did infiltrate the school. Maybe
wouldn't that be hilarious?
We can't take credit for it. Maybe this is the work of an outside force.
Hey, Bob, watch this.
Make the on and off switch opposite. mislabel the...
I've boogered with this guy. I've rewired his vest. I read a book about SEAL team early in the days. They went to Beirut looking for suicide bombers, looking for people that were doing that. And the bombs that were being used at that particular time were radio frequency detonated. They would set it in a building or in a car, then detonate it from a couple blocks away
right. With
a radio. They went driving around Beirut. They found the frequency, transmitting the detonation frequency. They were driving around, and they saw an apartment explode about two blocks away from them. They said, oh, we got one. And this is one of the things they did to try and find out where they were at. They transmitted, and doggone if an apartment didn't blow up a while, you know, a little ways off. All right, anyway. Finally, yes, it killed 21, including the bomber. 15 were injured. 8 were arrested trying to escape. All of them apparently were with a terrorist group called the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. They like to be called ISIS.
You get your rewards in heaven if you accidentally blow yourself up and don't take
any infidels with you? No. You have to take out an infidel. It has to be some kind of a martyr situation, not an accident. If you show up and you've blown yourself up by accident, they send you back. Nope, you go back. You try it again. You know, they identified some of the participants. They said they had blue eyes. One blew that way and one blew the other way.
Fellow terrorists, welcome to Suicide Bombing School. I am your instructor, Muhammad.
Good morning, Muhammad.
I see you are all wearing your suicide vests. Good. Now, on your vest, there is a button that says explode. Do not push this button.
That was Abdul.
Well, pick up his knuckles and smack them with a ruler. Now, we are going out on a field trip today, and I don't want anyone to push their button. Let's start over. Suicide Bomber School, because quality killing starts in the classroom. Okay, once again, unless I tell you to push your buttons, let's break for recess.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.